Okay, I want to wish everybody, welcome everybody back. I hope it was a restful, uplifting day in Asmanin. A lot's happened since we've last sat together with each other. We received the Torah, if you remember last week, right? Lots of big things have happened to Klai Yisrael since then. Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Shalach. It's a good zman for the Yidden. So we're at Tkufa right now, which is kind of in between Yomim Tovim, the end of Shoivavim, of course. About to start the whole Simcha of Adar and Purim Siyat Lishmaim. Speak a little bit about the Parsha by Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a Medrash Peliya. Medrash says, Mora Hayom Benikra. What did the Yam see? What did the Yamsuf see that caused it to split? So one Nusach in the Medrash Pliya says, Braisa the Rabbi Shmuel Ra. That the Yamsuf saw the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel. Goes with that explanation. It doesn't the explanation. It's definitely Medrash Pliya, right? That the Yamsuf saw Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel and it split. Right? No explanation needed there. This week's parasha, parashas Mishpatim. The Zohar Kodesh is bothered why it is that after Kabbalah Satayah, which is in Parashas Yisrael, that the Torah goes into a discussion, a very lengthy discussion of this parasha about all the Mishpatim. It seems counterintuitive, like you come to this really high point called Kabbalah Satayah, Rabbi Shemena goes up to the high, Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Laila, Moshe comes down with the Torah, and then we just bridge straight into a discussion about Eilah HaMishpatim, about the halachas of Shor, V'chamor, all types of things which seem to really be not what we would have expected, Pashtus, after such an uplifting Zman like Kabbalah Satayah. Especially we have to understand, even before that, the connection between Matan Torah and the very and only halacha which the Torah discusses post Matan Torah, which is the building of the Mizbeach. Mizbeach Avanim Tasali. To make a Mizbeach Avanim. What does this have to do with Kabbalah Satayah? That this is the choice halacha that Hashem Yisbarach wants that his Torah should have. That after Matan Torah, the Yidin should know about Mizbeach Avanim. It's not even a halacha which applies to all of us. I mean, of course, everything Al Pi Avoda applies to us. Every person has to make a Mizbeach out of himself. But what does this have to do with us, even with Frappas Manazem? Mizbeach Avanim is something which is a Mishkan Tek Halacha, Beis HaMikdash Tek Halacha. Everything in Torah is Moir Derech. Everything in Torah, of course, teaches us a Derech in Avodas Hashem, which is, of course, one of the central inyanim in the Svarim of the Talmidei Baal Shem Befrat, is to look at Torah in a way that everything is Nitzchi and everything pertains to me. Everything is supposed to teach a Jew a Derech and an Inyan in Avodas Hashem. That being said, of course, we know that there's Yud Gimel Midas Shatara Nidreshes by it. And of course, we don't find ourselves darshaning Yud Gimel Midas Shatara that the Torah is Nidreshes. We're not making Kal V'chaymer, Gzeir V'sharas, Klal U'Prat Klaus. That's not our Esek. That was really the Esek of the Tanoim and Amoraim. But everything in Torah is supposed to give us a limud. We're supposed to learn something from that. Let's understand and to explain to ourselves what is it type of a lekach are we supposed to take from the Yigam Amidah Shatran and Joshua's Bahan. So the Maggid says a very Yisoydah Sigavort, which is brought down by numerous Talmidim of the Maggid. It's always beautiful to see how, you know, we know that this Chavraya Kedisha, that they sat together with the Maggid, and they learned Torah from the Maggid, and we have many of the teachings of the Maggid, and Torah Samaggid, and other Sfarim from the Maggid. we don't get the sense that, you know, that he actually had Talmidim who were teaching his Torahs, unless we open up this farm. There are some Varlach that we actually find that in the different farm of the Tzaddikim, that they Shamatim Yamagid, Shamatim Yamagid. So one such Vart is the following Vart, which is brought down by the Avodas Yisrael, the Kozhnitzer, by the Kedushas Levi, the Bar Morinayim. Shamati Mipi Mori Ad Mori V'Rabi Zal, Harav Doiver, Zechat Tzadik, the Kodesh Zavracha. This is the Vart. says that Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Parshas Baloischa, where he's pleading on behalf of Miriam's tzaras. So Hashem says to Moshe that we should have to wait. We'll wait 7 days for Miriam. Really, there should be 14 days. Im avia yarok yarok b'faneha lo sikolim shivas yamim. So the Gemara makes a drasha and says, really, instead of waiting 7 days, which would be appropriate had she spit in the face of her father, we should wait 14 days. So the Gemara says, no, die or love me, we're not going to push it to 14 days, only 7 days. Anyways, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Dairish HaKal V'Chaymer regarding Miriam Saras. So upon that, on hearing that, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kel na refanala. Moshe finds a Pesach to plead before Hashem. You should give a refuah to Miriam. So Zok the Magid, what's this tefillah of Moshe Dafka here? Kel na refanala. So listen to the vart of the Magid. Magid says, we have Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes Bahen, and we have Yud Gimel Midas Shalrachamen. And the Magid says that the Yud Gimel correspond to each other. That they align themselves with each other. So says the Magid, that the very first of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes Bahen is what? Kal V'Chaymer. And the very first of the Yud Gimel Midas, Harachamim, is the Midah of Kael. Hey, according to the Ari, we don't count Havai Hashem as the beginning of the Yigim Amidas. Not Bechlal Yigim Amidas. It begins with the word with the Shem Kael. So says the Magid HaKadosh, he says, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to darshan HaKal V'Chaymer regarding Miriam Saras, so Moshe Rabbeinu found the Pesach to plead in front of Hashem with the Shem Kael. Kael na refan Allah. Because Kael is connected to Midah of Kal V'Chaymer. So right away, such a word like that from the Magid gives us an amkus into the depth of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim and how it corresponds to Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes Bahen, and how Moshe Rabbeinu, that he looked at everything from that perspective of Torah, of darshaning the Torah. And he saw that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was using a koyach of drush of a Kal V'Chaymer, he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to awaken Rachamim from Kal V'Chaymer. And he saw that this was the Pesach that Hashem created, which is through that Pesach of Kal V'Chaymer, which is connected to Hashem Kel. Hence comes Moshe Rabbeinu, Kel na refan Allah. To be Merapi es Miriam with the Hashem Kel. Now this inyan of the Midah of Kal V'Chaymer, which Moshe Rabbeinu used here as a refuah for Miriam, if we go back a little bit, we find already a history regarding the Midah of Kal V'Chaymer, even in Mitzrayim. The Zohar Kodesh tells us, "Vayemaru es chayim b'avayda kasha b'chomer b'levelim." The Zohar says that on this pasuk that the Mitzrayim, that they bittered the lives of the Yidden while in Mitzrayim. So the Zohar says, "Vayemaru es chayim b'avayda kasha b'chomer b'levelim b'chomer da kal v'chomer." That the chomer, this word chomer, is a reference to kal v'chomer. B'levelim zuliban halacha. Levelim is a lesson of purifying, of being malavein. Sugis and halacha, b'chol avoyde basadeh is a reference to brisos. So the Zohar Kodesh has a whole explanation on this pasuk, how it refers to drashas and tyra, inyanim and tyra, tyra shabal peh. But for our purposes, v'yemor eschem b'avoyde kasha b'chomer, da kal v'chomer is suggesting that there's an inyan of kal v'chomer which is buried within Mitzrayim. That in the context of the Shiva, the Torah is telling us that they made the limes of the Yidden bitter, b'chomer, this is kal v'chomer. That there was an inyan of Torah Shebaal Peh being in Mitzrayim. This will explain a lot to us, just bechlal, without getting into the sugyas. That if the Yidden had to go down to Mitzrayim, there was a purpose to go down there. That there was Kedusha there, and it was important to go down there, to excavate, and to bring out Kedusha, which is buried in Mitzrayim. The Zohar Kodesh is telling us that the Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes Bahen, which would be important and key in darshaning Torah, that was present in Mitzrayim at the time. And the Yidden had to go down there to bring out inyanim and Torah from Mitzrayim. And the whole purpose of the Shibud, of the Vayemaru Eschayim Avayda Akasha, was in order to free these inyanim, these braises, the singing of Liban Halacha, these kayach of darshaning Torah, of Kal V'Chaymer. It was essential to go down there to reveal and to make a geulas HaTaira from Mitzrayim. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu, that after he's chosen, when he's being chosen by Hashem Yisbarach to take Din out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu says what? Hein b'nei Yisrael l'shamai lai ve'eich ishma'ini paro. Yidun didn't listen to me, Paro will listen to me? So Zakt Rashi, quoting the Medrash, that there are 10 places in Torah where we have Kal v'chomer, that the Torah makes an explicit Kal v'chomer. And this is one of the 10 places, says Rashi, that we have Kal v'chomer in Torah. Why do we need to know that? Moshe Rabbeinu here is using a Kal v'chomer, big deal. But the Torah is what, Rabbi Yisai? That we see here from the beginning of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Hashem is choosing Moshe, and he's telling Moshe, you're my man, you're taking Din out of Mitzrayim. That here Moshe Rabbeinu, as he's being mevatel himself and disqualifying himself from the job, he's saying, you don't count on me to do this. I couldn't succeed in making the Yidden listen to me. Will I be able to succeed in having Paro listen to me? Furthermore, Hein Ani Ariel Sfasayim. I can't even speak properly. But in disqualifying himself, he's using a Kal v'chomer to awaken the process of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That place of Vayimoris Chayehem, b'chomer b'levenim, which is the Shibud, if Hashem is turning to Moshe and he's saying, now's the time to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, comes Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, to awaken Yitzias Mitzrayim, for that we need a Kal v'chomer. Hein b'nei Yisrael, Hashem my life, the Yidden won't listen to me, Kal v'chomer, Paro won't listen to me, like Rashi, this is one of the 10 Kal v'chomers entire. And that's why the whole Geula from Mitzrayim, we find, is B'Shem Kael. Because later on in the Torah, when Bilam is giving his nevuas for Bnei Israel, Bilam says, Kael Maitziam Mimitzrayim. That the Shem Kael took Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. Why dafka the Shem Kael? So we know already from the Maggid. That the Yid Gimel Midah Shatoy and the Dresh Behen, Kavu Chaim is connected to the Shem Kael. So it says Bilam, after all is said and done, that Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. If you want to know which name took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, says Bilam, Kael Maitziam Mimitzrayim. That it was Mikayach the Kal v'chomer that the Yidden left Mitzrayim. And the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to make that Kal v'chomer was because, although it was the Shibud of Chomer b'Levenim, which is being Meshavah b'Nei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was not Bechlal the Shibud. It was not Bechlal the Shibud. So although that Kal v'chomer was being Meshavah b'Nei Yisrael, Moshe, who was a Levi, who was also from the house of Pare, he had a special exemption. So he was able to be Doirish a Kal v'chomer to awaken the whole process of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now we find just Bechlal by Moshe Rabbeinu that he's very Mekusher to the whole Indian of Kal v'chomer. That every single person has a Chelek in Torah, he has a Kayach and a connection to a certain Bechina and Drashas HaTorah. And we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Goyal Yisrael, that he has a special relationship with the whole Mid of Kal v'chomer. We find this in numerous places in Chazal. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever he would go into the Kodesh Kodeshim, he had to do so announced. He could not go unannounced. So the Gemara makes the Kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, Lo yikanis adon lebeis chaveru, a person is not allowed to enter into his friend's house, Elim kein yomar lo yikanis, until the host says, come in. And the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Kal v'chomer mimoshe. We learn this as a Kal v'chomer mimoshe. That Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't enter into the Kodesh Kodeshim without permission, couldn't enter into the Oil Moed without permission. So, Kal v'chomer, alachas kama v'kama, although Moshe was a ben bayis, anybody else can enter into his friend's house without the Balabai saying, enter in. And then the Medrash concludes, Vizu achas b'yid gimel midas sh'atar nejesh b'ayit. Right? As if we didn't know. As if we didn't know. What the Medrash is saying is that, by the way, this inyad of Kal v'chomer, as it pertains to Moshe, Moshe is the source, as if to say, of the yid gimel midas sh'atar nejesh b'ayit, which is Kal v'chomer. But there's a special connection here that this is like the root of the inyan of Kal v'chomer as it pertains to Moshe Rabbeinu. We find, even the Gemara in Tmur tells us, that with the death of Moshe, Elef v'zayin meyos halachos nishtakhu b'mei evlo shel Moshe. 1,700 halachos were forgotten with the p'tir of Moshe. And the Gemara says, 1,700 Kal v'chomer and gzeir shavos. Imagine. But Lefiza, we understand why Daf, Kal v'chomer, Gzeir Shavuos. We're not going to get into Gzeir Shavuos right now. But for our purposes, Kal v'chomer, those were forgotten with the death of Moshe. Why? Because Moshe is connected to Kal v'chomer. Moshe has a shayches to the inyan of Kal v'chomer. In fact, in next week's Parsha, Parsha Kisisa, we're when Hashem Yisparach wants to wipe out the Yidden because of the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu makes the following Kal V'chomer. And he says, Hashem Yisparach, what, you want that this whole nation should stand on me? And you want to forget about the Chutz Avos? If a Kisei with three raglaim, the Gemara Brachos Alma Bizam and Aleph, if a Kisei with three legs can't stand, you expect a Kisei with just one leg to stand. And once again, Moshe Rabbeinu is making a Kal V'chomer at a very sensitive time for the Jewish people. And in doing so, he is disqualifying himself. He's disqualifying himself using that Kal V'chomer. In the same way that he made a Kal V'chomer earlier. Hey, B'nai Yisrael, Hashem, I love Eich Shmeini Parah. In fact, we find also, by that whole Indian of Miriam, which we already spoke about before, and Moshe used the Kal V'chomer, the Gemara makes the Kal V'chomer there also about Moshe. The Gemara says, Rashi quotes it on that spot in Bahal Yisrael. I don't think it's a Gemara, I think it's a Medrash. It says that Miriam was Mesap B'gnusa Shal Moshe, and she didn't have any Hanah from it, and she did it L'shem Shamayim, and yet still she was Nanash. Kal V'chomer, if a person speaks L'shem Hara L'hana Asai, and now the Shem Shemaim, Alachas Kama V'Kama. That was about the Lashon Hara that she spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see the Moshe Rabbeinu is very connected to the whole Inyan of Kal V'Chomer, because he's the Goyel from Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim, Kael Maitziyam in Mitzrayim. And in doing so, Moshe has a Shayichis to the Inyan of Kal V'Chomer, which is connected to Shem Kael. In fact, the Kozhnitz Magid in Parashas Miketz, one of the other times we find a Kal V'Chomer in Torah, is when the Shvatim are quote-unquote caught red-handed in stealing the Gviyah of Yosef. And Menashe comes running after them and says, where's the Gviyah? He goes through their bags. But before he does so, he says, he accuses them. He says, you're Ganovim. You're stealing the Kois of the Melech. And the Gemara says, Chazal tells us, Rashi quotes it, that the Shvatim made a Kal V'chomer. Hein Kesef, Asher Matzana B'fiyam T'chaseinu, the money which you put into our bags, we return to you beforehand, which shows our integrity and our honesty. You're coming and you're accusing us now of stealing the goblet? It's a Kal V'chomer against that. Svara doesn't dictate that we would have stolen the goblet if we returned the kesef, which we randomly found in our bags. So says the Kozhnitzer Magid, based on this teaching of the Magid, which he heard from the Magid, he was the Talmud of the Magid, says the Kozhnitzer Magid, why did the Shvatim make a Kal V'chomer here? Says the reason why is because they were an Eis Tzara. And they wanted to awaken using a Kal V'chomer that Rachmanis of Yidgim will meet the Saracham. And just to add, by the way, it's not just that. You could be Maisiv on the holy words of the Maggid. It's not that just they were in a Shas Tzara. They were a Shas Tzara where? In Mitzrayim. And this was the Bechina of Maisa of Asim and Labanim. To the Shvatim, which would have happened to the Banim. So they wanted to awaken, using Kal V'chomer, the whole Indian of what? Kael Maitziyam in Mitzrayim. That they were in a Tzara of Mitzrayim. And Binyamin, who was about to be caught, was going to be in prison. He was going to be an Eved to Yosef. That's called Shibud Mitzrayim. The Binyamin was going to be Bechlal Shibud Mitzrayim. But to awaken the Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Kael Matzim Mitzrayim, they darshan the Kal V'chomer to awaken that. So you see, nothing is just Bechdi, just like randomly making Kal V'chomer. You see by the Tzadikim, and Allah has Kama V'kama, Kal V'chomer from the Shvatim, right, that they made Kal V'chomer in order to tug and to pull and to push buttons milamala to awaken in Yanim, which is a profit for that zman. Once we're speaking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, we find something very interesting regarding Kal V'chomer. We know that the Yidden were in Mitzrayim 130 years until Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Because we know that Yocheved was born Bein HaChomos, Chazal say, as the Yidden were coming into Mitzrayim, Yocheved was born. And she was 130 years old when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So Moshe Rabbeinu was born at the 130th year in Mitzrayim. And we know the Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. And Moshe was 80 when he was Goyal Bnei Yisrael. So, right? So 80 plus 130 is 210. So it breaks up that way. 130, 80, 210. So that means that Yocheved was 130 years old when she had Moshe. Which is what is Gematria Kal, Kuflamid, right? So at the 130th year of Yocheved's life, which is 130th year in Mitzrayim, Moshe the Goyal was born, and 130 is Gematria Kal. That's like the Kal from Kal V'chomer. That you see that the seeds of Yetzias Mitzrayim were beginning to sprout at the Shnas Kuflamid, which is the Inyan of Kal of L'chomer. Now what's L'chomer here? The chaymer here is that we know that the Gemara tells us that Mitzrayim is compared to a chamor. Am hadoim al chamor. So you see that kal v'chaymer means what? That at the kal shana, which is a remes to Moshe, he was going to take Bnei Yisrael out of chaymer, which is chamor, which is the Indian of Mitzrayim. So the relationship between Moshe and Mitzrayim, which is the goyel, and the oppressors, is one of kal v'chaymer. It's interesting because when Bnei Yisrael are leaving Mitzrayim at the end of Parshas Bo, and Hashem Yisbaruch is saying to Bnei Yisrael, as you're leaving Mitzrayim, by the way, there's a mitzvah I'm giving you called Pidyon Bechor. Now, Pidyon Bechor is not only a halacha which applies to an Adam, it also applies to a behema. Right? Petach Hamor Tifteh Biseh. That's the halacha as Bnei Yisrael are leaving Mitzrayim. Right? That's called Pidyon Chamor. Why Dafka Chamor? Are you Poyda Seh? Because Seh is a nimshal to Bnei Yisrael, and Chamor is nimshal to Mitzrayim. So the relation between Seh and Chamor and the whole Indian of Pidyon means to redeem the Seh by using, to redeem the Seh by means of Chamor. Actually, the opposite. It's Tifte B'Seh B'Chamor. But you see the relationship between Seh and Chamor. A Chamor is Chamor, and a seh is kal. You can't carry a chamor, right? It's called noisi kal v'chomer, right? To carry, if you can carry something which is chamor, you can carry also which is kal. So a chamor is obviously very heavy, right? But a seh is very light. You can carry a seh. Where do you know that from? From this week's parasha. Because what do we learn now? V'agana v'machteres, right? We know that if a person, not v'machteres, by tficho mechira. There's a halacha of tficha mechira that by a seh you pay arba, and by a shor you pay chamisha. Tashlimi arba v'chamisha. So why are we makel? Right, the lashon kal. Why are we makel by a seh? So Rabbi Meir says in the Gemara, because the one, the ganav, has to suffer bizyonis because he's carrying the seh on his shoulders. Can't carry a shor. So you see, even from the parasha, that a seh is very light. That's called kal. So the interview between a seh and chamor is a kal v'chamer. And that's what's being taught to Bnei Yisrael as you're leaving Mitzrayim. So you see that the halacha which is being taught is reflective of the drasha, which is kal v'chomer, which is taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. That the halacha pertains to kal v'chomer because that's the kayach which is taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Something very interesting to note is that when Yaakov was about to come down to Mitzrayim, Yosef sends down to Yaakov in Eretz Canaan many gifts, and amongst them he sends them asara chamayim. 10 chamayim, right? Mikol tov Mitzrayim, 10 chamayim, right? That these 10 chamayim was like from the best of Mitzrayim. That you see that the chamayim have a shaykhis to Mitzrayim, like we spoke about before, they're am hadoim el chamayim. But also, these 10 chamayim are reflective of, like we said before, the 10 kavachimers in Torah, of which we find that they are in Mitzrayim. The Shvatim made a kavachim in there, Moshe made a kavachim in there to awaken the Sivus Mitzrayim. But he's sending it to Yaakov. Why Dafka to Yaakov in Eretz Canaan? Because Yaakov, we know, lived 147 years. 17 of those last years he lived in Mitzrayim. That means that when Yaakov was in Eretz Canaan and coming to Eretz Mitzrayim, how old was he? 130 years old. So here, Yosef is sending 10 chamayim to Yaakov, who's kuflam et shana. That's how old he is. So he's sending Chamor to Kal. Because this, he's bringing Yaakov down to Mitzrayim. And he's trying to tell him, now is the time for you to come down to Mitzrayim, that there should be a kiyum of the inyan of the Shibud Mitzrayim, which will bring to Geulas Mitzrayim, which is of course Mikoyach Kal v'chomer. But he, by doing that, he was meramis to him, the whole inyan, that don't worry, you're going to come down here, like Hashem told Yaakov on his way down, Anoichi Eirim Cham Mitzrayim, V'anoichi A'alcha Gam Alay. But it's all just a hachana for Geulas Mitzrayim. You can also just say Agav, the reason why he sent him Agolim. We know that the whole, why did he send him Agolim, Agolos? Right? Egla Rufa, Rashi brings from Chazal, Simon of Egla Rufa. You could say another Psha. The reason why he sent him Agolos is because there's a Medrash which says as follows. Medrash says, Meha Agolos shenidbeku b'malach b'yamayid. The Agolos, which were used in the Malach of Loyamayid, nitin hem shikayamas la'aylam. Right? That they were never destroyed. That they lived forever. If that's so, the Medrash makes the Kal V'Chomer Yisrael Shehim Dveikim Bakadosh Baruch Hu Alachas Kama V'Kama. So Klai Yisrael, which is Dveik Bakadosh Baruch Hu Alachas Kama V'Kama. So you see here, first of all, a Kal V'Chomer related to the Agolos. But here, what Yosef is telling Yaakov is as follows: I know what you're afraid of. You're afraid of coming to Mitzrayim because you're afraid to leave Eretz Yisrael. You're afraid to leave Eretz Yisrael. So what he's saying is like this: look at these Agolos. These Agolos are remes to the Oil Might. Then in the same way that these Agolos, because they were Dovik Takadosh Baruch Hu, they were Chai V'Kayim, they never died, so to Yaakov, don't worry. You can come down to Mitzrayim. I'm going to make it good for you here that you're going to live forever. Like it says, Yisrael Shein Dveikim Bakadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that Yaakov in Mitzrayim, it says, Vayichi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim. He was clinging to Takadosh Baruch Hu, he had such Dveikis, and it was the sky mamish by Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, Loi Meis, he never died. So this was the siman that Yosef is giving to Yaakov with the Agolos. Don't worry, come down to Mitzrayim. Just like the Agolos, because they're Dovik in the service of Hashem, they never die, so to Yaakov, you have nothing to worry about. But that's done through a Kal V'Chomer. Again, using the Agolos as a siman to the whole union of Kal V'Chomer and bringing Yaakov down to Mitzrayim. With this, we can come to and explain the Medrash Pliya we started with before. That the whole Indian of Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Geula Mikoyach Kal V'Chomer. And we find, in fact, by Kriyas Yamsuf, we find that Chazal are bringing out Kal V'Chomer there as well. The very first pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, Hashem says, I'm not taking the Yidden through Derech Eretz Plishim Ki Karavu, because Hashem said, Pen Yinochim Ma'am B'Roisa Milchama V'Shava Mitzrayim, that if they see war, they're going to go back to Mitzrayim. So the Medrash here brings the Kal V'Chomer. V'arei dvarim Kal V'Chomer. U'ma'im k'shehi kifum derech akuma amru nesnu rosh v'nashuvu Mitzrayim. Hashem took them in a crooked way, and they still said, let's go back to Mitzrayim. Ilu boim b'pshuta, had they gone just a straight way through Mitzrayim, alachas kama v'kama. Alachas kama v'kama. So you see, immediately from when clients are leaving Mitzrayim, v'hi b'shalach paru sa'am, right away, and that very pasuk, Chazal Darshan Kal V'Chomer. And in fact, there it says, Vikav the Befaro V'Chol Chaylai. It says the Paro was drowning. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, why Paro V'Chol Chaylai? Why Paro first? Because he began the Avodas Parach first. He began the Shiba Mitzrayim first. That's why he was punished first. And the Medrash makes the Kal V'Chomer. If this is true by Puranos, V'mida Taiva, Allah has Kama V'Kama. So even in the drowning of Paro, we find that Chazal are bringing out stress in the Kal V'Chomer. If you take a look at Rashi, even in the Shira, on the pasuk "Uvaroiv Goincha Taras Kamecha," Rashi brings the Kal V'Chomer there as well. So we find, as Klal Yisrael, as they're leaving Mitzrayim, as they're coming to the Yam Suf, we find that Chazal are bringing out Kal V'Chomer. But this we can understand the Medrash Pliya we began with before. Ma'ra Hayom V'Nikra. What did the Yam see that it split? Braisa de Rabbi Shmuel Ra. It saw the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel. What is the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel? Right? We say it every day, right? Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Shalosh Midas HaTorah Shadrashas Behem. The Kal V'Chomer. Right? Kal V'Chomer is the first one. The Yigam Midas HaTorah Shadrashas Behem. So the Pshat in the Medrash is that what did the Yam see that it split? It saw the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel. What of the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel? The very first Rosh on the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, which is what? Kal V'Chomer. Because it was Mikoyach Kal V'Chomer that Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Now, what's fascinating about the whole Indian of Kal V'Chomer is that the Rishonim learn, the Ravid learns, that we know that the Gemara says many times that the Svara is Midoraisahi. That a Svara has a Koyach of Idoraisa. That it's not called just a Durabana. A good Svara has the Din of Idoraisa. To the point that the Gemara will question that if something is a Svara, why does the Gemara have to say so? Many times, the Gemara will say, we learn out of a Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer? Svara hi. Why do you need a Kal V'Chomer? It's a Svara. Okay. So you see that the whole concept of Svara is associated and is learned out from the drasha of Kal V'Chaymer. Now, why is this important to us? The reason why this is because we know, and with this we'll explain the shayches to Parsha of Yisroi, and to the end of the Parsha we spoke about before, is Be'achavanim, is that the Seichel HaTayra and the Seichel HaAdam are very far one from the next. The Seichel HaTayra comes from a very, very, very high place, of not just of Mishpatim, but of Chukim and Eidos, like we find by the Arba Banim. Maha Eidos, Vachukim, and Mishpatim. There's many different types of Halachas and Tayra. Eidos and Chukim are from very, very, very high places. You really need a very high Seichel to understand the Seichel HaTayra as it is in its Shayrish. But what Hashem Yisbarach wanted in bringing the Torah down here into this world was that the Seichel HaTayra should find a resting place and a yichud with the Seichel HaAdam. And Hashem Yisbarach saw to it that it would be a gewaltig kavod and tiferes for him that if the Seichel HaAdam, which is a very mitzumsum, a very base, very limited Seichel, that if there could be Torah in such a Seichel, that would be a gewaltig kiddush Hashem. Like we find, Ha'alokim asa es ha'adam yashar, that Hashem created Adam with a Seichel HaYashar. And that Seichel HaYashar, we say about the Hagid Ki Yashar Hashem, that it's a tremendous tiferes to Hashem, that there are chukim u'mishpatim, which that even the goyim can look at that and they could say, wow, the Seichel HaTayr is so great. And the measure of that greatness is that not only are the chukim so great and exalted, if you look at them, you stand with a certain noira and a moira of the chuki HaTayr, but that when the Seichel HaTayr is able to enter into the Seichel HaAdam, to that Seichel HaYashar of the Adam, that means that the Torah is going from a very high place to a very low place. And this is the secret of Vayirid Hashem al Har Sinai. That Hashem took all of Shemayim and brought it down into this world called Har Sinai. That place called Har Sinai, which is a very low place in this world, which is the Seichel HaAdam, that Hashem saw that it would be a gevaldik kiddush Hashem, that the Seichel HaAdam should be a merkava to the Seichel of Torah. That's Vayirid Hashem al Har Sinai. And that's why, Rabbi Yisrael, we can understand that when the Yidgim Omidah Shatar and the Drashas Bahen, which the first one of them is, Kal V'Chaymer, you're telling me that the Seichel HaAdam can darshan Torah? That my Svara, my Seichel can create Torah? That's a tremendous Chiddush in Torah. That's a Gevaldik Chiddush Hashem in Torah. So when the Seichel, when the Torah, when the Yigam of the Shatan Yashem, when it lands on Kal V'Chaymer, which is the very first of them, that's like Vayirid Hashem al Har Sinai. That's what it means that Hashem gave Torah to Moshe. We said before, Moshe represents Kal V'Chaymer. And if Hashem is giving Torah to Moshe, that means that He's giving Torah to the Seichel of Adam. That a person who has that Seichel of Moshe, which is the Bechin of Kal V'Chaymer, that if a person has that Seichel Ayashar, he can create Torah. He can create Torah. That Klal Yisrael has the ability to create Torah, Chidushei Torah, Svaras in Torah. With this we can understand why it is that immediately after Matan Torah, the Torah segues into a discussion on the Mizbeach Havana. Why Dafka Mizbeach Havana? Because if you could take a look at Chazal, we find no less than four Kal V'Chaymers that in these three, four psukim that the Torah tells us about Mizbeach Havanim, you find four Kal V'Chaymers in Chazal regarding the Mizbeach Havanim. Four Kal V'Chaymers. The first one is as follows. Mazeh shebana echa mizbeach l'sheini hari niglav muvarachoy. Hashem says, if one person makes a Mizbeach Havanim for his friend, I'll be reveal myself to him. Says Yaakov, she'ukinin shelo kavua b'kisi alachas kama v'kama. So certainly Yaakov, that his face is his image is on the kisi akavar alachas kama v'kama. That's one Kal V'Chaymer. A second Kal V'Chaymer, uma avanim she'enim rayim v'lo shayimim, avanim which can't see and can't hear, but they bring shalom b'chini sol and avinim shebashamayim. Hashem says lo yisanef aleim barzel, do not raise a sword to them. A person who makes shalom ben ish le'ishtai, ben mishpach le'mishpach, ben ir le'ir, alachas kama v'kama shlo tovu poranus alav. Kal V'Chaymer, he won't have any poranus. That's two. Ma avanim she'ein b'hem das, that they don't have any das, these avanim. Lo'i l'ra, v'lo'i l'tayva. Hashem says, don't show the minig b'zayim, asher lo'i seira, t'arvascha lav. Be careful how you walk up. You can't walk up on steps. It has to be a ramp. Chaverecha, that he's doing it to you, that he's created in the image of Hashem Yisbarach. Alachas kama v'kama, don't show him minig b'zayim. That's three. All from the same place, everybody says. And a fourth one. Im yizbeach avanim. It says, Im, Chazal say, Im is a lashon of rishus, that you have a rishus, if you want to make it shel avanim, if you don't want to make shel avanim, harid dvarim kav v'chaymer. Mizbeach avanim, which is chamor, im rotzal asos yishane, kav v'chaymer l'shar kolach kelim. If you can change how you want to build the mizbeach, even though it's a davar chamor, kav v'chaymer for other kelim, which are less chamor than that. So in a tiny sugya in Torah, which is mizbeach avanim, you have four kav v'chaymers. Four kavachamers. And the reason why that's juxtaposed to Matan Torah is to teach you that the whole tachlis of Matan Torah was to go down, 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 all the way to the place of kavachamers, which is represented by the Mizbeach Avonim. And with this we can understand why it is that immediately after the Mizbeach Avonim, we go to what? Parshas Mishpatim. Because the whole Sefer, the whole parasha of Mishpatim is about the Mishpatim of Torah, which is the Seichel of Torah. Even the Goyim have Mishpatim. There's a mitzvah that even the Goyim have to have Mishpatim. But that's the place that Hashem Yisbaruch wants should follow Matan Torah and Har Sinai. Because Har Sinai means taking the Torah down, all the way down to the Seichel Adam, which is represented by Mishpatim. So therefore, from the Torah is going to Mizbeach Havanim, and from Mizbeach Havanim to the Mishpatim, that's one perfect runway, which shows how the Seichel HaTorah comes down, all the way down, that even the Seichel HaAdam can create Torah, which is the whole Indian of Kal V'chaymer. It's very nice because Chazal bring in the Medrash on the Pasuk of Mishpatei Hashem Emes Tzadku Yachtav, the Mishpatim of Hashem Ha'aver Emes Tzadku Yachtav, Amar Rabbi Yoichanan Mikal V'chaymer Tzadku. Rish Lakish argues, it says, Migzeir Shavah Tzadku. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mikav HaChomer Tzadku, that the Mishpatei Hashem Emes Tzadku Yachtav, which is a reference to Eilam Mishpatim, Mikav HaChomer Tzadku. From this Kav HaChomer, Mishpatei Hashem Emes. What's interesting is that Moshe Rabbeinu, we spoke about before, so we said that the whole Hatzlach of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah is Mikayach Kav HaChomer. When Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down from Har Sinai, and he sees that the Bnei Yisrael are being Isaac and the Ega, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to break the Luchos. So Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Moshe couldn't just break the Luchos, he needed to learn it out from Torah. Right? How does Moshe Rabbeinu succeed in breaking the Luchos? What does Gemara say? Yidarshin zakal v'chaymer. Chama Shapel. Yidarshin zakal v'chaymer. He says, Madach Korban Pesach, that a person who's a mummer, right, that he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So here, Bnei Yisrael, the mummer l'chol ha-Torah kula. Right? Kav HaChomer, they can't receive the Torah. If a mumra can't eat Korban Pesach, which is just one mitzvah in Torah, certainly Klal Yisrael now, they can't receive the Gantza Torah. And with that, he breaks the Luchos. So we see that the very first halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu learned, ever, the very first halacha that he taught Bnei Yisrael, which was the Shviras HaLuchos, which was a din in what? Kav HaChomer. That was the very first halacha which he took off Har Sinai. And where did he derive it from? Korban Pesach, which is the Yitzias Mitzrayim Dika Halacha. So mamash, the nucleus of what we're discussing, you see the Moshe Rabbeinu brings that down from Har Sinai. And the truth is that the reason why he darshan that is to teach us that even the Shviras HaLuchos was really just part and parcel of the Seder of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That to us, it looks like the Shviras HaLuchos was one big disaster, but we know that the Shviras HaLuchos was in order that there should be a Luchos Shnios. It's like we know that, if those who are familiar with this idea, this is what's called by Maisa Bereishis, the Shviras HaKelim, right? That Hashem, in creating the world, He broke the Kelim, He broke the Sviros, because in order to recreate them, take a look at the Mar V'Shemesh at the end of Parshas Lo Yisabracha, that Moshe Rabbeinu, He broke the Luchos in order to facilitate the giving of the second Luchos. So the reason why that was also part of Kav HaChomer was that Moshe was implying that don't think that my breaking of the luchos is the destruction and the whole seder of Ma'aseh Bereishis and Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the opposite. That I'm breaking these luchos because I want to be mamshech the seder of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we should be zecher to the luchos shnios. As we're speaking about the sinyan of Kal V'chomer, and as it pertains to the Shem Kel, so just b'derech Rama, as you could say as follows, that we know that Torah is compared to many mashkim. Right? There are Zayin mashkim, there are seven mashkim, right? Mayim, there's Cholov, there's Drash, there's Yain, etc. One of the mashkim, of course, is Shemen. Shemen is one of the mashkim, but the Torah is nimshal to them. So we know that Shemen is the lightest of all of the Zayin mashkim. Shemen will always flow to the top. So we find it's very interesting by the Mizbeach Avanim, which is the Mizbeach that Yaakov built, which we quoted before, that Hashem says that the Mizbeach, that Zivi Kudin Shal Yaakov, is Chokak on the Mizbeach. At that very place that Yaakov made the very first Mizbeach Avanim, not the first, but the one which is the most memorable of them all. So over there it says, Vayitzuk Shemen Al Rosha. The Yaakov pours Shemen on top of the Mizbeach Avanim. So this Mizbeach Avanim, which we spoke about before, which is the Shurish of Al Kavachomers, so Yaakov takes Shemen and pours it on the Mizbeach Avanim. What's the Sheikh of Shemen? It's why, it's because Shemen is Kal Mikol HaMashkin. Kal means that it's the lightest, that it's the Sheikh is the Kal V'Chomer. That all the other Mashkin are considered to be Chomer, L'gabe Shemen, which is Kal. That's why Shemen rises to the top, because it's Kal. So this is why Shemen is Gematria 390, which is Gematria Kal V'Chomer. Because Shemen has the Sheikh is the Kal V'Chomer. And the same way that Shemen rises to the top of all the Mashkin, that's why Kal V'Chomer rises to the top of all the Yid Gemul Midrash HaTorah and the Drash as well. Has that quality of Shemen that Kal V'Chomer is at the top. Really, it shouldn't be at the top, because it really should be on the bottom, because it's really the lowest place that Hashem wants to bring down the Torah to. And Klal upon a Klal is a Chok. Right? Shnei Dvarim, Shnei Ksuvim HaChichim Zadzah, Shebekos V'Shishi, it's a Chok. Right? The one which is connected Svara, which is the lowest place, that's Kal V'Chomer, so it should be at the bottom. It should be the 13th, not the first. But no, since it's the Bechin of Kal, and Kal rises to the top, so that's the Mid of Shemen, so Shemen, which is the match of Kal V'Chomer, that's why Kal V'Chomer rises to the top. What we're trying to bring out, Rabbi Sai, is that there's the relationship between Kal V'Chomer and the whole Indian of Chayrus, the whole theme of Chayrus as it pertains to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is about Chayrus. And Kal V'Chomer has a Sheikhs to Chayrus. What's the whole secret of Chayrus? And this is a longer sugi, but we're going to have to be makatzer. Part of Chayrus is that a person should understand his individuality. A person should have his own sense of individuality. What that means is that not we should be individuals and not just bottle one to the next. But also part of the secret of Bias HaAdam is that Hashem Yisbrach wanted to create Nivraim, which are separate from Him, which are part of Him, connected to Him, but also separate from Him. That He wanted that each Nivra should have its own Chayrus from Him. Of course, this is a big secret because we're always connected to Him. That always has to be the Sherish. You can never forget that Emuna. But Hashem wants that there should be a sense of individuality that each person has, and that individuality is his chayrus. That's his chayrus. That's why you find the very first Kal V'Chomer that you find ever in the history of the world has a shaychus to the Indian of chayrus. Where do we find it? Let's go back to Parshas Bereishis. Because we know that on day three that Hashem was mitzaveh, He commanded the ilanos that they should sprout in a way of l'minehu, each tree to itself. And the Deshayim, the grass, they heard that Tzivoy. And although they themselves weren't instructed to grow l'minehu, each one by itself, they made a Kal V'Chomer. And they said, Madach, that by us, that the Ilanos, that anyway a tree really doesn't become integral with other trees, it grows by itself. But by grass, which is Dishayim, that they grow and they become can become very easily entangled, one on top of each other. So they took from themselves the Kavu Chum and they said, if the Ilanos should be Lumineu, certainly Hashem wants that we should be Lumineu. Luminehu means each one to itself. So the very first Kavu Chum which was ever darshan in the history was made by the Dishayim, or by the Dishayim, in a sense of what? Luminehu. And the Gemara says in Chulin that the Sar Shal Olam, that the big Malach in Shemayim, he said about this, Yichved Hashem la'olam mismach Hashem masav. Hashem says such nachas ruach Hashem has from this. Wow, Yichved Hashem la'olam mismach Hashem masav. From that kavachem, Hashem had tremendous nachas. We can understand a little bit what that means because the whole secret of the bria that there should be the secret of chayrus, and that's Hashem's cover. Hashem's cover in his tiferes is this secret of chayrus that he wants that each person should have their own sense of individuality. They should have a shayches to the inyan of chayrus. Which goes back, of course, to Tzitzis Mitzrayim, which is the chayrus of the Jewish people. They should have a chayrus amongst all the Amim. But it works on a klalistic level, but also on a pratistic level. We find this as it relates to this week's parasha, as it relates also to Tzitzis Mitzrayim, because the very first kavachomer that the Gemara brings, which is in Brachos Tavches, is the kavachomer Shem Ve'ayin. And the Gemara says as follows, just like an Eved, he's yoytze b'shein v'ayin, that if you knock out shein v'ayin of an Eved, he goes free, which is this week's parasha Mishpatim Rabbi Yisrael again. Because we're talking Mishpatim is all about Kavu Chaymeres. That's the very first Kavu Chaymer in Torah and Torah Shabbat Pe. Madach, if a person of an Eved goes out because he has his teeth or his eyes knocked out, that's an Eved. Yisurin shememarkin kol gufa shel adam. Yisurin, which purifies a person from all of his guf. Allah has kama v'kama, Kavu Chaymer. Of course, Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim Kavu Chaymer, and they were avodim because they suffered avodas parach, which is Yisur Mimakim Kol Gufa Shalom Alachas Kama Vakam. So this is the Kavu Chaymer which took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim because they were avodim and never goes fee b'shei mayim. Has a sheikhs, by the way, to Tu B'Shvat that as soon as we read about Parshas B'Shalach and Yisrael, which is the whole Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim, you come to Tu B'Shvat. Why Dafka Tu B'Shvat? Because it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. And on the first day that the Ilan is created, they made a Kavu Chaymer. Right? So that Kavu Chaymer has a Shaykhis, that's why it's called Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. Has a Shaykhis to the Kavu Chaymer that the Ilanos made, which we're not going to get into why that's such a very big deal. We spoke about it before. Yichved Hashem La'Nitzvach Shabbat Ma'asav. Which is B'derech Remez, Kavu Chaymer is Gematria Yoim Tu B'Shvat. You can do as you wish with that. Yom Tu B'Shvat is Gematria Kavu Chaymer. But it has a Shaychus, the Simcha of Tu B'Shvat has a Shaychus of the Kavu Chaymer that the Ilanos made, which is why it has a Shaychus Rosh Hashanah Ilanos. What's interesting, we'll have to conclude with this because we're running out of time, is that when Moshe Rabbeinu is leaving Mitzrayim, he sees that he can't leave without Yosef. Vayikach Moshe's Atmos Yosef Imo. That he needs Yosef to leave Mitzrayim. What's the Inyan of Yosef? What's the Inyan of Yosef? The Indian of Yosef is that Yosef has what's called Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Imo. Yosef is the secret of Atzmos, a sense of individuality. Yosef represents individuality. That's called the Atzmius of a person, the Indian of Atzmo. Like the Gemara says, Adam Doirish Kavachomer Me Atzmo. Kavachomer has a Shaykhis to the Atzmius of an Adam, that I see it like this and you see it like that. So I make a kavachomer, you don't make a kavachomer, I make a kavachomer this way, you make it that way. That the kavachomer brings out a person's chilek in Torah, his kreyach chidish in Torah, his atzmius, his chilek in Torah. That's called vayikach Moshe es atzmus Yosef. That Moshe, who's the man of kavachomer, that when everybody's running off and getting the spoils, the kesef is of Mitzrayim, Moshe's going for the atzmus Yosef, because that has a shaychus to the inyan of kavachomer, we said before. Adam is Dorish Kavachomer Mi'atzma. Just Agav, that's why we know that Yosef was at the bottom. He was at the bottom of the ocean. And Moshe came with Ali Shor. And Yosef's Aaron went up on top of the mine, which is a Bechin of Shem and Tamai. Because right? Yosef as a Sheikh is also the Kavachomer. And in fact, where do we see Yosef's particular Sheikh is the Kavachomer? At the moment that he reveals himself to the brothers. When Yosef says the word, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. The Medrash says the following Kavachomer. Uma'im bidei basar adam. I'm sorry, no, that's not it. The Gemara says the following Kavachomer. The Medrash. The Medrash says, I didn't quote it here. I didn't write it down. No, I did here. Ani pare. Ani pare. Right? From the ani, it's really, there's two places. I'm quoting one of them. When Paro says to Yosef, ani pare, the very first time, the Gemara, the Medrash says, from the ani of Basav Adam, we learn out to the ani of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the ani of Paroi, Zacha Yosef HaKol HaKavod Hazeh, Kavachemer LeAni Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem says, ani asisi v'ani asa. From the ani Paroi, we learn out all the Kavod of Yosef. And when Yosef says, ani Yosef, so the Medrash says, we learn out from here, Kavachemer. That just, if the brothers couldn't stand up to the teicha of Yosef, Kavachemer, they won't be able to stand up to the teicha of Hashem. When Hashem will come, Lassalav, and he'll say, Ani Hashem, at the time of Mashiach. So at that rega, that Yosef said to the brothers, Ani Yosef, which is a bechina of what? You see, it's Mitzrayim, because the brothers were in a tzar of Mitzrayim. They were in the shibud of Yosef's Mitzrayim here. And they tried to awaken using the Kavachemer, like we said before. Hein kesef hasher samnu b'am techeseinu. And here, Yosef reveals himself, which is called Ani Yosef, which is like a bechina of Yitzias Mitzrayim. How is it brought out through Chazal? In the Kavachem. That's called Atzmos Yosef. That a person is kind as Atzmos B'Kavachem. That's the Indian of Yosef, the Atzmos Yosef. That's why Moshe took it, because Moshe is the man of Kavachem, and he went for the Atzmos Yosef. It says, Vayikach Moshe, Kach, is Rashi Tevos, Kal, Chomer. Right? Vayikach Moshe is Atzmos Yosef. That his kicha was in an inyan of Kavachemer by taking the Atzmos Yosef. We found by Rabbi Akiva also. Rabbi Akiva's beginning of his journey that he to Yiddishkeit was that he saw that the what? That the drafts were falling onto the rock. It's Avos Rabbi Nosson Paragvav. And it says, Miyad Hay Rabbi Akiva Don Kavachemer Be'atzmai. And that was his rega for Yitzias Mitzrayim. That the whole spark of Rabbi Akiva's tshuva was this inyan of a Kavachemer. So you see that Kavachemer has an inyan, has the ability to awaken a person to his own personal Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the secret of a Kavachemer. Kael, Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim. With this we can understand another Medrash Pliya. Medrash Pliya says, Ma ra hayam v'nikra, what did the Yam see that it split? What did it see? Arana shel Yosef. So the Arana of Yosef. Because really, these are two chazals which are really one. If the same vart in Braisa de Rishmal Ra is the same minion of Arana Shal Yosef Ra. Because that's the secret of Atzmos Yosef. That minion of Ani Yosef, the minion of Kavachemer, which is why Moshe went for that, because then he was the man of Kavachemer, and he needed the Kayach of the Kavachemer of Yosef to split the Yamsef. The stubborn Yam, which won't split, which is called the Yama Daraisa. The Yama Daraisa. The Zarek calls the Yamsef the Yama Daraisa. The Sea of Torah. How do you split the Sea of Torah? You know how you split the Sea of Torah? With the Yid Gimel Mi, the Shatara, and the Jashas Bah. That's how you split the Sea of Torah. So really, these two Medrash Pliyas are really one. Shnayim Shein Achas. It's really one Zach, that a person is able to use Kavachemer. And every single person has his own path in Torah, which is why there were 12 different paths in the Yom Sof which split for the Bnei Yisrael. To teach us that every single Shevet has his own path, every person has his own path, and every person has to strive for his own Chelek and Torah. His own Chidushei Torah. A person shouldn't say, oh, everything is just... No. Every person has his Chelek and Torah. Every person has his own Svar and Torah. It's called Svarim Maranat, right? The Svar of the Rabbanan. The Svar of the Rabbanan is a person's Inyan, his Chayach, that he should be able to take his Chelek and Torah. And that's it. From Yitzias Mitzrayim, we come to where? To Matan Torah. That's Har Sinai, which is the place that the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings down the Torah to the Seichel. He wants the Seichel HaTorah. To come out to each and every one of our Seichel. So we should be Zeicha, that as we're making our way through the Siyam of Torah every single day, that we have a Tzchus to learn in the Beis Medrash, we should be Zeicha, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu should find to it, he should see to it, that the Seichel of our own personal Seichels, each and every one of us should be that Keli to receive Torah. With that, to be Zeicha, to Chidushei Torah. And with that, Torah Chadasha, we should be able to be Zeicha to the Torah of Mashiach, B'Yisrael Tzedek Mir V'Minuah.